Over the past couple of years, there have been a slew of feature films from Hollywood about the Vietnam War. This weekend, Home Box Office is showing a documentary about Vietnam. Television critic David Bianculli says it depicts the war as powerfully as anything he's ever seen.
In 1969, when the Vietnam War and the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour were both going strong, Smothers Brothers writer Mason Williams wrote this in his journal. Saw on the news that 196 American soldiers were killed in Vietnam this past week. I think it would be more effective to flash on a one-second picture of 196 soldiers in succession. Williams went on to write, of course, at 1 second each, that would be a total of over 3 minutes, and network time is too expensive to waste on making the point that 196 Americans died for their country last week. Well, it's taken almost 20 years, but a new HBO documentary is devoting a full 90 minutes to the soldiers who served in Vietnam, and doing it the way Williams suggested. In fact, this special goes even farther. We not only see their faces, but we hear their music, the music they listen to on Armed Forces Radio. And, most important, we hear the letters they wrote home. The special is called Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam, and it's a remarkable piece of research and filmmaking. Director Bill Cotery, co-producer Thomas Bird, and co-writer Richard Dewhurst have put together something truly different here. Still photos, war footage, lots of personal movie film taken by soldiers. All of it is used to bring to life what is written in these letters. Actors take turns reading the letters, actors like Robert De Niro, Sean Penn, Robin Williams, Kathleen Turner, but they're never seen on camera. Instead, we see the real war, photographed at ground level by the troops and newsmen who were there. And we hear their deepest thoughts as written to their truest friends.
Dear Red, anyone over here who walks more than 50 feet through elephant grass should automatically get a Purple Heart. Try to imagine grass possessing razor-sharp edges, 8 to 15 feet high, so thick as to cut visibility to 1 yard. Then try to imagine walking through it while all around...
We're all scared. One can easily see this emotion in the eyes of each individual. One might hide it with his mouth, while another might hide it with his actions. But there is no way around it. We are all scared.
Some of the stuff in Letters Home from Vietnam is amazing. The depth of the research in digging up the visuals to match with the letters is incredible. We see home movies of a soldier goofing around on the base as we hear his letter describing an upcoming battle and how lucky he feels about it. And then we see him in the jungle in film shot by someone else, and he's dead. Later, we see a battlefield funeral for a Lieutenant Gary A. Scott, while another soldier who served in his platoon writes about it to his father.
This country is no game that I can see, Dad. We're fighting, dying for people who resent our being over here. Oh, I'll probably get a Bronze Star for the firefight. Lieutenant Scott will get a Silver Star. That will help me get a job someday, and it is supposed to suffice for Lieutenant Scott's life. I guess I'm bitter now, Dad. This war is all wrong. Your loving son, Phil.
Letters Home from Vietnam is assembled chronologically and psychologically. As the war gets bigger, the mood gets darker. The tone of the letters, like the tone of the rock music and the tone of the newscasts, gets increasingly angry. And it's all here. Platoon did it with fiction. Letters Home from Vietnam does it with reality. And does it perfectly.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.